kingdom of heaven. Remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. Remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Remember us, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom.
Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, who are ever present and filling all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and dwell within us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O gracious One. Glory to God in the highest, and to his people on earth, peace and goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and to his people on earth, peace and goodwill. O Lord, you will open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise.
It is time for the Lord. Most Reverend Metropolitan, give the blessing.
Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and forever.
Most Reverend Metropolitan, pray.
And may the Lord direct your steps.
Most Reverend Metropolitan.
Lord, remember his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and forever.
Amen. O Lord, you'll open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. O Lord, you'll open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. O Lord, you'll open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise.
Most Reverend Metropolitan, give the blessing.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace from on high and for the salvation of our souls. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace in the whole world, for the stability of the holy churches of God and the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy church, for all who entered with faith, reverence, and fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. Father Francis, Pope of Rome, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Our most reverend Archbishop and Metropolitan William, our God-loving bishops John, Kurt, Milan, and John, for the venerable presbyterate, the diaconate in Christ, and all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord. For our government and for all in the service of our country, let us pray to the Lord. For this city, for every city, community, and for the faithful living in them, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For those who travel by sea or land, for the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. That we be delivered from all affliction, wrath, and need, let us pray to the Lord. Protect us, save us, have mercy on us, and preserve us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
God, mighty beyond description, glorious above all understanding, merciful without limits, loving us all beyond expression, look with compassion on us and on this holy chapel, O Master, and show us and those who pray with us the riches of your tender mercy. For to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is due all glory, honor, and worship, now and ever and forever.
are holy, our God, and we give glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever.
And forever.
Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Romans.
Let us be attentive,
brethren. We who are strong in faith should be patient with the scruples of those whose faith is weak. We must not be selfish. Each should please his neighbor so as to do good by building up his spirit. Thus, in accord with Scripture, Christ did not please himself. The reproaches they uttered against you fell on me. Everything written before our time was written for our instruction, that we might derive hope from the lessons of patience and the words of encouragement in the Scriptures. May God, the source of all patience and encouragement, enable you to live in perfect harmony with one another according to the Spirit of Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and one voice you may glorify God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, as Christ accepted you, for the glory of God.
Amen. Grace be to you, reader.
Wisdom be attentive. Metropolitan, bless the proclaimer of the gospel of the holy apostle and evangelist Matthew.
May God, through the prayers of the holy, glorious, and illustrious apostle and evangelist Matthew, grant that you proclaim the word with great power for the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wisdom, let us stand and listen to the holy gospel. Peace be to all.
And to your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, Jesus moved on from there. Two blind men came after him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he got to the house, the blind men caught up with him. Jesus said to them, "Are you confident I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they told him. At that, he touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith, it shall be done to you." And they recovered their sight. Then Jesus warned them sternly, "See to it that no one knows of this." But they went off and spread the word of him throughout the whole area. As they were leaving, suddenly some of the people brought him a mute who was possessed by a demon. Once the demon was expelled, the mute began to speak, to the great surprise of the crowd. Nothing like this had ever been seen in Israel, they exclaimed. But the Pharisees were saying, "He casts out demons through the prince of demons." Jesus continued his tour of all the towns and villages. He taught in their synagogues and proclaimed the good news of God's reign. And he cured every sickness and disease.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
And Slava Iisusu Christu.
Slava.
It's good to be with you once again, and we thank you for participating in the 2018 Byzantine Rally. And I hope it has helped you and strengthened your faith as you considered who is your neighbor, and it calls upon you to be a good neighbor to other people in your family, in your parish, and also in the community that you live in. Of course, this is the home of Mr. Rogers, and we try to follow his example of doing good each day to serve each other and the Lord. In today's gospel that we just heard from the Gospel of St. Mark, Jesus responds to the question of who is our neighbor in the healing of the sick that are brought to him. And they say to him, Son of David, have pity on us. And Jesus doesn't send them out to, you know, go for about 2 weeks of testing or, you know, over to the clinic, you know, wherever we could send them. And he doesn't ask them if they're worthy of being healed or where they came from or what their family was like. Instead, he simply tells them, if you believe in him, you will be healed. And more important than the cure, which came immediately, is being able to hear and to be able to see. It makes it possible for them to help their neighbors, as we do each and every day in their lives in this world, but it also gave them the hope for eternal life in heaven. I've spent the last 3 years, you know, kind of looking at the youth in the Byzantine Catholic Church and also, you know, the other Catholic churches in the world as a member of the 2018 Synod, and we're preparing to go over there in October. And it was kind of an interesting thing of kind of reading all the different surveys from some of you probably here sent them in, either the leaders that are here or the teens that are here also. And it was about 1,000 responses, and each one was, you know, like a good half hour to read through. So I know more about you than you know about you at this point in time. So it's kind of interesting. And in the reading of it, though, you kind of heard, you know, kind of what was going on in your parishes. Some places not so much going on, but other places, you know, there's some pretty exciting things happening in the Byzantine Catholic Church. And that's why we bring you together, because, you know, if your parish is not real active, you get to hear what happens in other places, as we had today with the service things that we do within the parishes, and also in the prayer life of the parishes, that as you go back to your parishes, you'll be able to bring the things that you've learned on the weekend and to kind of enliven your church back where you came from. And as we prepare for that, we also, this spring, we sent Christopher Russo, we have our deacon, Stephen Russo, here as a representative to the pre-synod meeting in Rome. So if you, some of you probably remember Chris because he was here for some of the rallies, you know, the kind of the, especially the leaders. And also if you went to State College, he was very active in the campus ministry there. So it, in a very real way, the things that you sent in, the questionnaires, and also him being present there. And if you didn't send things in and you want to still send it, you can always email me or, you know, send it into the eparchy, Archeparchy of Pittsburgh, and I can kind of relay that to Pope Francis when we have our meeting in October and get to do the presentation. But with each one that we, you know, we learn, you know, something new about our place in the church. And as we look at our own church, it's a church that is kind of a part of the larger Catholic churches in the world. And as we get our part in that, we do what we do. And the things that you do here, the things that you learn, do make a difference. Not only do they change you, but they change the other people that you come to celebrate being a church together here as the young people of the Metropolitan Church of Pittsburgh. And as you go back, you'll bring those lessons to each parish that you have. But the hardest part, I think, is that the bigger world today that, and it came out in the survey too, is that it's becoming less spiritual and less oriented to organized church. And one survey, you know, they just I sent that off to Rome in my report, and it just, I'll just read it to you. He said, you know, why should a young adult become a believer? Probably none of your friends, in a lot of cases, go to church or have any religious beliefs to speak of. And in the, is the Byzantine Catholic Church that I'm a believer and a disciple of Jesus Christ, who am I? Is there nothing more than I can be expected to do beyond my family? And what's the reason that I believe in Christ and his church? And why is the Byzantine Catholic Church the way that I meet Jesus in my life and express his love to him? And it's how the Byzantine Catholic Church is the way that he expresses his love for me. And so as we hear that, it brought back, as we were talking with the other bishops before, Bishop Milan is our new bishop out in Parma, so the Parma always have to give him a little applause here. But I've been working with youth longer than Bishop Milan has been alive, which makes me feel very old. But it's one that, as we learn from that experience, that one thing that I found is, and when we surveyed people after coming to the Byzantine Rally and the other retreats that we have at Uniontown, and they say that it's the one thing that has been able to change their life and make them see that it's not just something that you read about in a book, but it is something that you experience your life and you see experienced in those that are here at the Byzantine Rally. And it's something that changes you and changes the other people that you come together with. So we pray in a real way that as you go back, that it will open your eyes to what the Byzantine Catholic Church can be, and that you can be an influence in your family, in your church, and in the school. And that you're not alone. And you have all the friends that you keep in contact with. I'm amazed that today through email and texting that you'll probably have friends that you'll know for the rest of your life, that through this rally and through the events to come in the Metropolitan Church and even in the events in your own church, that there'll be people that you'll be able to relate to and see that Holy Spirit and that little glimmer of the holiness of God in them. So we pray for you, and we just hope that you continue to be faithful to the Byzantine Catholic Church and become the leaders of the future church here in the United States. And if you have any ideas for the Synod, just send them to me. Either at the office, you can either mail them in or email them in. I guess you guys like to do that better than typing things out and printing things. And just to send it to me, and I will relate those things to Francis and to the committee for the Synod. So we pray for you, and you pray for me each time that you celebrate the Divine Liturgy here in the Metropolitan Church of Pittsburgh, and just to pray for all of the people in your family, in your church, and in the world, that we will be truly like Jesus to bring healing and hope to the next generation of Byzantine Catholics in the United States. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Let us all say with our whole soul and with our whole mind, let us say,
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord Almighty God of our fathers, we pray you hear and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy. We pray you hear and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord.
Again, we pray for our Holy Father Francis, Pope of Rome, and for Most Reverend Metropolitan William, for our God-loving bishops, Kurt, John, Milan, for those who serve and have served in this Holy Church, for our spiritual fathers, and for all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Again, we pray for our government and for all in the service of our country.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the people here present who await your great and abundant mercy, for those who show us mercy, and for all Christians of the true faith.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, our God, accept this fervent supplication from your servants and have mercy on us according to your abundant mercies. Be compassionate to us and to all your people who expect rich mercy from you, for you are a merciful and loving God. And we give glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Thank you.
remember his kingdom, all you Christians of the true faith, always, now and ever, and forever.
May the Lord God remember his kingdom, our God, loving Bishop John, now and ever and forever.
May the Lord God remember his kingdom, our God, loving Bishop John, always, now and ever and forever.
Always, now, and ever, and forever.
May the Lord God remember the King of our God and Bishop John, always, now, and ever, and forever.
May the Lord God remember the King of our Metropolitan William, always, now, and ever, and forever.
The Lord God remember in his kingdom our Holy Father Francis, the Pope of Rome, for our God-loving bishops, for the entire priestly, diaconal, and monastic order, for those who study and are called to the priestly and monastic states, for our civil authorities, for all in the service of our country, for the ever-memorable founders and benefactors of our churches, to our Byzantines, and to the leaders with them. May the Lord God remember them, and all Christians of the true faith, always, now, and ever, and forever. Brothers and concelebrants.
Lord God, remember your priesthood and his kingdom.
Pray for me, my concelebrants.
May the Holy Spirit come upon you and the power of the Most High overshadow you.
May the Spirit himself concelebrate with us all the days of our lives. May the Lord remember his kingdom always, now, and ever, and forever.
For the precious gifts placed before us, let us pray to the Lord.
God Almighty, who alone are holy and receive the sacrifice of praise from those who call upon you with their whole heart, accept also the prayer of us sinners and bring us to your holy altar and enable us to offer you gifts and spiritual sacrifices for our sins and the people's failings. Make us worthy to find favor in your sight that our sacrifice may be pleasing to you, and that the good spirit of your grace may rest on us and on these gifts here present and on all your people. Grant this through the mercies of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Peace be to all.
Love one another, that with one mind we may profess
the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one in essence and undivided.
In wisdom let us be attentive.
Invisible and invisible, and in one
attentive, doch soll in erfreuen Peace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the communion and the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is proper and just.
It is proper and just to sing to you, to bless you, to praise you, to thank you, to worship you in every place of your dominion. For you are God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing, yet ever the same. You and your only begotten Son and your Holy Spirit, you brought us out of non-existence into being and again raised us up when we had fallen and left nothing undone until you brought us to heaven and gave us your kingdom to come. For all this, we thank you and your only begotten Son and your Holy Spirit for all that we know and that we do not know, for the manifest and hidden benefits bestowed on us. We also thank you for this liturgy, which you are pleased to accept from our hands, even though there stand before you thousands of archangels, tens of thousands of angels, cherubim, seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft on their wings, singing, shouting, crying aloud, and saying the triumphal hymn. So cry out with these blessed powers, O loving and kind Master, and say, Holy are you, and all holy you, and your only begotten Son, and your Holy Spirit. Holy are you, and all holy and magnificent is your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. He came and fulfilled the whole divine plan in our behalf. On the night he was betrayed, or rather when he surrendered himself for the life of the world, he took bread into his holy, all pure and immaculate hands, gave thanks and blessed, sanctified, broke, and gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. Likewise, he took the chalice after supper, saying, Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Remembering, therefore, this saving command and all that has come to pass in our behalf, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and the second coming in glory, offering you your own from your own always and everywhere.
Thank you.
offer to you the spiritual unbloodied sacrifice, we implore, pray, and entreat you to send down your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts lying before us.
Most Reverend Metropolitan, blessed Holy Bread,
and make this bread the precious body of your Christ.
Amen. Most Reverend Metropolitan, blessed Holy Chalice,
and that which is in this chalice, the precious blood of your Christ.
Amen. Most Reverend Metropolitan, blessed both,
changing them by your Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen, amen.
That for those who partake of them, they may bring about a spirit of vigilance, the remission of sins, the communion of your Holy Spirit, the fullness of the heavenly kingdom, confidence in you, and not for judgment or condemnation. Moreover, we offer to you the spiritual sacrifice for those departed in the faith, the forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and for every just spirit brought to perfection in faith, especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary.
The suffering, the captive, and grant them salvation. Remember, O Lord, those who bring offerings and perform good deeds in your holy churches, and those who remember the poor, and upon all of us, and of your mercy. And grant that with one voice and one heart we may glorify and praise your most honored and magnificent name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
The mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
So we've commemorated all the saints again and again in peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts offered and consecrated, that our God, who loves us all, may receive them on his holy, heavenly, and mystical altar as an aroma of spiritual fragrance, and send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking for unity in the faith and for communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
Master, who loves us all, we commit our whole life and hope, and we implore, pray, and entreat you to make us worthy to partake with a clear conscience of your heavenly and awesome mysteries from this sacred and spiritual table. May they bring about the remission of sins, the pardon of transgressions, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven, confidence in you, and not for judgment or condemnation. And make us worthy, O Master, that we may with confidence, without condemnation, dare call you Father, the God of heaven, and say,
Lord, give us all.
kingdom and the power and the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen. Peace be to all.
To the Lord.
Give you thanks, O invisible King, for by your immeasurable power you have fashioned all things, and in the greatness of your great mercy have brought all things out of non-existence into being. Look down from heaven, O Master, upon those who bow their heads to you, but they do not bow to flesh and blood, but to you, the awesome God. Therefore, O Master, make smooth for the good of all the path that lies ahead according to the need of each. Sail with those who sail, travel with those who travel, cure those who are sick, O physician of souls and bodies. Through the grace, the mercies, the loving kindness of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your all holy, good, and life creating Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen. Let us be attentive. Holy gifts to holy people.
I believe and profess that you are truly Christ, the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the first. Accept me today as a partaker of your merciful supper, the Son of God. For I will not reveal your mystery to your enemies, nor will I give you a kiss as to Judas, but like the thief I profess to you. Remember me, O Lord, when you come in your kingdom. Remember me, O Master, when you come in your kingdom. Remember me, O Holy One, when you come in your kingdom. May the partaking of your holy mysteries, O Lord, be not for my judgment or condemnation, but for the healing of soul and body. O Lord, I also believe and profess that this which I am about to receive is truly your most precious body and your life-giving blood, which I pray make me worthy to receive. For the remission of all my sins, and for life everlasting. Amen. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. O God, cleanse me of my sins and have mercy on me. O Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned without number.
Oh. bishop will be across the front. If you come forward, you can go to one and then back to your seat.
Approach with the fear of God and with faith.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord is God and has revealed himself to us.
On you then, I give to you. On you then.
people, O God, and bless your inheritance.
We have seen the true light. We have received the heavenly Spirit. We have found the true faith, and we worship the undivided Trinity, for the Trinity has saved us.
Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and forever.
The mysteries of Christ, let us worthily thank the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We thank you, O Master, benefactor of our souls, who loves us all, that this day you have made us worthy of your heavenly and immortal mysteries. Through the prayers and the intercessions of the glorious Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary and of all your saints, make straight our path, confirm us all in fear of you, guard our life, and safeguard our steps. For you are our sanctification, and we give glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Sanctifying those who trust in you, save your people and bless your inheritance. Preserve the fullness of your church. Sanctify those who love the beauty of your house. Glorify them in return by your divine power. And do not forsake us who hope in you. Grant peace to your world, to your churches, to the priests, to our government, and to all your people. For all generous giving and every perfect giveth from above, coming down from you, the Father of light. And we give glory, thanksgiving, and worship to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and loving kindness, always, now, and forever.
Amen.
Glory be to you, Christ our God, our hope. Glory be to you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. Lord,
Christ, our true God, risen from the dead, have mercy on us and save us through the prayers of his most pure mother, of the holy, glorious, and illustrious apostles, of our holy father, John Chrysostom, the Archbishop of Constantinople, the patrons of this church, and the prayers of all your saints, for Christ is good and loves us all. Father Francis, the Pope of Rome, grant, O Lord, many years.
God grant him many years.
Our most reverend Metropolitan William, grant, O Lord, many years. God-loving bishops, John, Kurt, Milan, and John, and Gerald, grant, O Lord, many happy and blessed years. And monastic orders, to our brothers and sisters, for all the Byzantines and all the chaperones and those attending this weekend, and to all Christians of the true faith, grant, O Lord, many years.